15 woke Hollywood celebrities who hobnobbed, vacationed, promoted movies in communist Cuba. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 12, 2021. On Sunday, thousands of Cubans took to the streets to demand an end to the 62-year-old communist regime, chanting, "Down with the dictatorship, and we want liberty," while waving American flags. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel, the face of the Castro communist regime, responded to the protests by announcing an order of combat against peaceful pro-democracy protesters, urging communist civilians to assault them. Over the years, there's been no shortage of woke left-wing celebrities who have pushed Democrat policies and have also visited, vacationed, or promoted a film or their music in communist Cuba, normalizing and spending their money in a country with a government that controls the flow of money, as well as brutalizes and murders its own people. Here's a list of 15 of those woke Hollywood celebrities. 1. And 2. Jay-Z and Beyoncé. Rapper Jay-Z and his wife Beyoncé are among America's most woke left-wing activist couples. The out and jet-setting rap mogul pop star couple backed Hillary Clinton in 2016, have donated millions to Black Lives Matter, spent years stoking anti-police sentiment, and reportedly helped bail out Ferguson protesters amid the riots over Michael Brown's death. The couple made headlines when they vacationed in Cuba in 2013, despite an economic embargo. 1 year earlier, political arrests in Cuba jumped to more than 6,600, the highest it had been in decades, according to a report by USA Today. 3. Rihanna. Pop superstar Rihanna, who has accused the United States Border Patrol of terrorism for using tear gas to stop illegal migration, visited Old Havana, Cuba, in 2015, so that she could participate in a photo shoot for a Vanity Fair cover. That year, Cuba's communist government issued a demolition order for every church in the Abel Santa Maria district in the southern city of Santiago de Cuba. 4. Katy Perry. Meanwhile, pop star Katy Perry also visited Cuba in 2015, writing in an Instagram post that the communist country has one of the coolest vibes alive, and that its streets, filled with poverty-stricken citizens, is great for some fun photo opportunities. "After seeing most of the world, this is one of the coolest vibes alive," Perry wrote. "If you like taking pictures, everything there will fit in a frame. It's a Disneyland for creatives' minds," added the singer, who encouraged her followers to go there before it changes. Last year, Perry and fellow pop stars Pink, Billie Eilish, and the group formerly known as the Dixie Chicks, teamed up with Planned Parenthood for an abortion-themed ad campaign to push voter turnout in battleground states ahead of the 2020 election. 5. Steven Spielberg. In 2002, Hollywood director Steven Spielberg, who has donated millions of dollars to Democrats, was slammed for visiting Cuba, where he met with Cuban communist leader Fidel Castro. In 2004, CBS reported actor Robert Duvall called out Spielberg over his visit to Cuba, saying, "Now, what I want to ask him, and I know he's going to get pissed off, would you consider building a little annex on the Holocaust Museum or at least across the street to honor the dead Cubans that Castro killed? That's very presumptuous of him to go there, I'll tell him that," Duvall added. "I'll never work at DreamWorks again, but I don't care about working there anyway." 6. Mick Jagger. Rocker and Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger, who has mocked people who chose not to get the coronavirus vaccine by comparing them to flat earthers, was spotted in 2015 partying in Havana, Cuba, where he showed off his dance moves, according to a report by the Daily Mirror. That following year, the Rolling Stones announced they would play a free concert in Cuba, where the government has been known to persecute people for listening to rock music, as it has been viewed as a tool of Western capitalism, reports CBS. 7. And 8. Ludacris and Usher. In 2015, rapper and actor Ludacris visited Cuba with singer Usher for his birthday, a trip that the rapper called his best B-Day ever. Ludacris, who joined forces with the Joe Biden presidential campaign last year, also posted a photo of himself smoking a cigar, along with the hashtag, Havana Heaven. But Usher, on the other hand, appears to have deleted his Instagram posts from that 2015 trip to Cuba. 9. Conan O'Brien. Cuba appeared to be a destination hotspot in 2015, as anti-Trump late-night host Conan O'Brien also paid a visit that year. But instead of simply using the communist country as a playground for Instagram photo opportunities, O'Brien spent several days shooting an episode of his now-canceled late-night TBS show, where he was seen dancing in the streets of Havana in a white suit. Watch below. 10. Sean Penn. Left-wing actor Sean Penn, who bizarrely declared earlier this year that the Pope should impeach evangelical leaders who failed to denounce former President Donald Trump, flew to Cuba in 2008 to interview Castro, who he later described as having the agility of a young man, adding he exercises every day, his eyes are bright and his voice is strong. The actor flew to Cuba once again in 2009 to interview Castro. 11. Kevin Costner. Actor Kevin Costner, who last year proclaimed that President Trump is a criminal who spits on 200 years of freedom, visited the communist country known for brutalizing its own people in 2001. Costner had dinner and a late-night movie with Castro at the Palace of the Revolution in Havana, Cuba, where the two watched the 2000 film 13 Days, of which Costner is the star, about the Cuban Missile Crisis, according to a report by Los Angeles Times. 12. Robert Redford. Actor-director Robert Redford, who last year praised coronavirus lockdowns and has accused President Trump of launching a dictator-like attack, visited Cuba in 2004 for the premiere of The Motorcycle Diaries, his film about Marxist revolutionary and assassin Che Guevara. The Motorcycle Diaries had received the seal of approval from Guevara's surviving family, according to a report by The Guardian. While visiting Havana, the director also met with Castro. 13. Danny Glover. Longtime screen legend Danny Glover, who last year declared that the police in America represent the last line of defense for white supremacy, has spent years visiting Castro in Cuba, where the brutal communist regime reigns. 14. Harry Belafonte. Singer Harry Belafonte, who endorsed socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, in the 2016 presidential election, has visited Cuba on more than one occasion, and has described Castro's murderous rise to power on the island as very heroic. I thought he was a whiz, Belafonte added of Castro. I saw in him a lot of heroics in the very beginning that was very, very attractive. 15. Oliver Stone. Director Oliver Stone, who last year proclaimed the U.S. is an evil empire, visited Cuba in 2003 to interview Castro for his documentary, Comandante, which ended up facing heavy backlash from Cuban Americans, who successfully forced HBO to pull its U.S. screening. Stone, whose production company was later fined $6,322.20 by the U.S. government for illegally traveling to Cuba, has also described the communist leader as a very selfless and moral man who will be remembered as one of the world's wisest men. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.